welcome back to Talking Supercoach with Streety and Oz for something a little bit different. We're releasing a few short shows where we're comparing some popular players in positions to try and give you our thoughts and help you make these decisions as we run into the official round one and start a Supercoach season. So I hope you enjoy these. First up, we've got Isaac Heaney versus Sam Flanders, two forward premiums that are slightly underpriced. Streety, you have got all aboard Heaney over the course of the last week or so, so I'll let you kick it off.
Yeah, just before I do, I'd just like to congratulate ourselves on the wobble we now have for releasing these short, sharp shows. Sometimes more content is not the best solution, as we found in the Big Bash over the previous season, but I am excited.
Let us know on let us know what you think, Talking SC.
Just to pump up the next this show. Thanks, man. The next few ones before we start. But no, you did get me excited because you dropped the name Isaac Heaney and you wanted me to defend him versus anyone else. I'll take any of the forward, but we'll give you sure Flanders because he's a similar price point. I will put a couple of caveats here. One is I'm a massive Isaac Heaney fan. I have been for a very long time and I've picked him numerous times over the journey, waiting for him to break out. And I actually think one of our bets a couple of years ago or big headlines was, you know, Heaney to be the number one forward. And I'm doubling down, mate, because I reckon he will be this year as well. It feels like after small sample size, one game, but he could definitely have that 110 year this year. I feel that he's a good pick because he's just not a bad pick. And what I mean by that is he's shown over the last 6 or 7 years in his role, he's a 95 average player. He had a bad year last year. He was injured. He kicked terribly inaccurately. Like I believe he had a 30% score inaccuracy or something at goal. And there's reasons for his decline from just his stock standard regular 95, which is high half forward, you know, maybe rolls up the ground a little bit. So midfield is almost a bonus this year. And it feels like he will get in the midfield. He's the second most used midfielder on the weekend. He offers something so different in the midfield. Like try outmarking him, any midfielder in the game, try outmarking Isaac Heaney. And he actually is one of those players that I feel score more goals similar to Petrarca when they actually play midfield. So I'm just big on Isaac Heaney. I know there's concerns with obviously he's teased before. Fair enough. He's probably teasing again, but I'm sucked in. And obviously the old Mills and Parker thing, which are valid points. Isaac Heaney was training in the mids in the offseason. We read that. We didn't believe that. That was the problem. Now we've seen it. And Mills is half a season away. Parker and Adams, they both themselves have played significant time forward over the last few seasons. So when they come back, why wouldn't they play forward? If Heaney's dominating, why would you move him out of the midfield? And he's super dynamic, something different in there to put a Parker and an Adams in versus the alternative of leave Heaney there, play those guys forward and give them the 30-70 split. So I am in the camp that that is what they'll do, which is why, at 480K, Isaac Heaney for mine is just a risk worth taking.
You lay out some good points, mate, but let me just call something out. Isaac Heaney hasn't averaged over 95 more than, he's done it once since 2018. So, and you say, he had it down. You say he had it down year last year, but 2021, he averaged 83. And that's full season. He was subbed off once. So we're not talking about injuries. That's who Isaac Heaney is. So I take your point. He's shown historically in that role, he can score relatively well as a forward, but let's just get the facts right before we go blurting them out to everybody. And I raise that to say, we haven't seen it for Isaac Heaney. We just haven't seen it. He's been in the AFL. This is his 10th season, I think, or 9th season. And we know he could be a gun midfielder, but we haven't seen it for sure. Sam Flanders, we have seen it. We saw second half of last year exactly what he can do in the role over an extended period of time where he was averaging 105. And then over and above that, we've got this round, previous round, where he scored 124 in that exact role as a really tight midfield four. And then finally, mate, Damien Hardwick told us to pick him. Damien Hardwick came on and said, put this man in your Supercoach team. Who am I not to trust a three-time premiership coach in Damien Hardwick? And I'm going to put him straight into my team. It sounds silly to say it, but Sam Flanders, the 22-year-old that's barely been playing AFL football, we have much more clear visibility on what he can do as a midfielder than what we do of Isaac Heaney, the 9-10-year veteran. Hate picking a 9-10-year veteran for a breakout. So Sam Flanders, for me, is the absolute no-brainer pick out of the two.
Look, Flanders is, don't be wrong, an absolute good pick. Also, Heaney's had five seasons above 94. I should have gone one less, and that would have been
bad use of numbers,
accurate. Yeah, I rounded up, which is fair, actually, because, you know, they're high 94s. Flanders, it's just a small sample size. He's done it for six games.
Smaller than Heaney's? Heaney's midfield sample size.
Heaney's midfield sample size.
Yeah, that's way smaller than what Flanders is.
I'd say over the last 10 years, he's had six games of midfield.
Oh, great. Yeah, I trust Isaac Heaney from 2017.
As a percentage, the sample size is probably smaller. Fair call. But no, I just think that, I mean, for Flanders, there's probably just other, like, for me, there's potentially other options at Gold Coast you might prefer. And there's also just a really tight midfield mix that'll be taking points off each other. So for the Swans, you've got Heaney, and then you've got players that are injured that'll come back and score well. But then they've kind of just got all these, I don't know, B-grade midfielders around them.
Errol Gordon, so, B-grade, that guy.
I mentioned Gordon.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. But no, fair call, mate, fair call. I just think it's Heaney's just got his 110 season in him.
Yeah, no, he does. He does. Look, we jest slightly. Flanders versus Heaney, you've got them both, though, don't you? So you do still think Flanders is a good pick. Yeah,
I think Flanders is a brilliant pick. Yeah, yeah.
And I do think Heaney, I would have Flanders and Luke Jackson as my two no-brainers at this point, given the Sam Darcy news. And Heaney would not be far away from the next one in for me. So we're splitting hairs slightly. But yes, I'm certainly on Team Flanders. The other thing to factor in there is if you are starting someone like a Tom Green, that adds another premium on that buy. Yeah. As opposed to where you start someone else. So, yeah, there you go. That's our first quick little debate.
I will say both very good picks. And they're both in my team, but I love them both.
Well, you've picked them both. I've only picked one, so that's 1-0 to me in this debate series. I hope you enjoyed it. Cool. There's more to come. We will be in your ears again shortly.